The new scorecards rank hospitals on a 1-to-5-star scale, with 5 being the highest. The measures consider data such as death and infection rates and patient reviews. Only 2 Florida hospitals, the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville and Sarasota Memorial, received 5 stars. There were a lot more hospitals that were rated at or above average, a strong place to be, considering 43% of the state's clinics were rated below that. Barbara Alford is the vice president of Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Well, let me explain what this star system is. Medicare developed this Hospital Compare star system really as a tool for consumers to help consumers sort through which hospital they might want to go to for a particular condition based on our quality of care outcomes.
TMH was rated 3 stars, around the middle of the pack, and Alford says her team worked hard to get those stars.
We put processes in place so that patients that come here without hospital-acquired infections don't get a hospital-acquired infection. So we work very, very hard every day to make sure that we are protecting the safety of patients that come to the hospital and really looking at providing the very highest quality of care.
Doctors Memorial and Perry also received 3 stars, but some healthcare groups have complained about the new rating system. Health News Florida reports the American Hospital Association says the system unfairly penalizes teaching hospitals and those serving a high number of poor patients. Tallahassee's Capital Regional Memorial Center received 2 stars. It's had to pay Medicare fines in the past for high readmission rates. Capital Regional spokeswoman Rachel Stiles says the facility is trying to lower the number of people readmitted to its hospital and improve its patient satisfaction scores. Capital Regional did score better than the national average in categories of efficiency and safety. Still, while hospitals may grumble about the rating system, TMH's Alford says they're stuck with it.
Well, we don't have a choice. You know, you have to think about it in those terms. It's something that the Centers for Medicare and Medicare say that all hospitals will participate in if you receive Medicare and Medicaid funds, and we do. So we are going to participate. You can always say that the data is skewed to one advantage or another advantage, but it is what it is.
The Big Bend is home to several smaller facilities. They include the Calhoun Liberty Hospital, which has been in the news lately for the death of a woman who was forcibly discharged and later died. The hospital did not receive a rating, nor did Apalachicola's George Weems Memorial Center or Madison County Memorial. All are classified as critical access facilities and located in rural areas. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.